Hey, this is Russell Wilson.
This is Joe Montana.
This is Dak Prescott.
Hey, this is Jason Kelce, and you're listening to Rob Motti.
Rob Motti.
Rob Motti.
Rob Motti.
Welcome to All Football. I'm Rob Motti. Super Bowl 60 is set. New England Patriots against the Seattle Seahawks. A rematch from 11 years ago when the Patriots beat Seattle after Russell Wilson threw an interception from the one-yard line in the final minute. I was there. Everybody's still wondering and waiting for Marshawn Lynch to get the ball at the one-yard line. We'll talk more about the game next week when I'm live in San Francisco. This week, we don't have pro picks, so we have two special guests, Jaguars head coach Liam Cohn and New York Giants rookie quarterback Jackson Dart. Stay tuned for those conversations. Biggest news in the NFL this week is that Bill Belichick is not going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. ESPN reported that he did not get the required 40 votes out of 50 to make it in his first year of eligibility. Bill Belichick won 6 Super Bowls as a head coach with the Patriots, 2 as an assistant with the Giants. He has more Super Bowl rings than anyone in the history of the NFL. If his resume is not Hall of Fame worthy on the first try, whose is? Liam Cohn went to Jacksonville after one season as the offensive coordinator in Tampa Bay, where he helped Baker Mayfield have a career season, and he quickly turned the Jaguars around, led them to 13 wins, an AFC South championship. He is a finalist for the AP NFL Coach of the Year Award. Just to come into Jacksonville, take over a team from where they were, and turn them into a playoff team, a division champion, to have the success you did, what does it mean to you to be even considered for Coach of the Year, Liam?
Yeah, it's a great question. To even be in the consideration is an honor itself, right? I grew up in coaching. My whole life spent about football, and that's all I've ever known and really was exposed to at a very young age. I'm very thankful for my father, Tim, to be able to be a great guidance for me throughout my whole life, really, and journey to lead up into this point, and to work with so many great coaches and to do it with Tony Boselli and James Gladstone, to come in and take a 4-13 team to 13-4 in your first year is definitely a turnaround for sure that you were excited about being a part of. And now the work really gets started at this point.
When you take over that team and you know the roster and the talent and what they have, is there a point where you kind of look at it and go, I've got something here that I could turn like this quickly? Like it's a difficult task. And I know other coaches have done it. Vrabel's done it this year in New England. Ben Johnson's done it in Chicago. But how early did you recognize, Liam, that you had that kind of talent that you can make something like this happen?
Yeah, this was the only job that I was fortunate enough to interview for, and this was the job that I wanted. This was the one that you looked at and said, okay, when you've got a quarterback in this league, you've got a shot, right? And very fortunate to be able to work with Trevor on a day-to-day basis, and he was so cool about the getting started and working through the process of learning the new system, pouring himself and his work into it and the way that he approached it on a day-to-day basis. And then you've got some pieces, right? We've got multiple players on the defensive side of the football that have made huge impacts over the course of their NFL careers, and some guys that just needed to have a next step in their career, take a next step to help us get to ultimately where we were able to go this year. And so you looked at the roster and we're excited about some of the pieces, and then I think James did a great job of adding some of the guys in free agency through the draft, obviously, and then also during the season when we were able to acquire Jacoby Myers, which really helped our offense take off.
You know what it's like to take a quarterback who, with Baker Mayfield in Tampa Bay, who's got a ton of talent, and just elevate their game. What exactly does that entail when somebody's got that talent, but maybe it's just, it hasn't been maximized yet?
Just trying to pour into them as much as possible and let them feel that, right? Feel the belief, feel the amount of time, brain power, work that goes into trying to help a quarterback play to the best of his abilities, right? And so much of that is timing and circumstances and the circumstances around that player. And so how much are you pouring into not only Trevor and the fundamentals, technique, footwork, brain power that goes into coaching the quarterback, but also are you making his life and his job easier when he does have the opportunity, right? So not every throw is a gotta have it. Not every third down is a gotta have it. And so you allow him to go play freely, knowing that, well, he trusts the process around him. He trusts the offensive line to protect for that much longer. He trusts the run game to where he can hand it off, gain yards to keep the defense off balance. So much of that goes into helping a quarterback reach his potential. And so many of these guys, the best ones, they want all the tools, right? They want all the protection pieces and tools. They want all the answers so that they can go out and solve problems, right? I mean, so much of this position is living in the gray, but trying to make that as black and white as possible. And so when you're able to provide the tools, give them the freedom to fail, especially early on during mini camp, training camp, preseason, and we loaded them up pretty good. And ultimately, I think those guys really want that leadership and command.
I love to ask successful leaders what it takes to be a successful leader in your mind. What does that take? I coach flag football. I coach my daughters in flag football. And as you're talking right there, I've impressed upon one of my girls is the quarterback, and I've impressed upon her so much not to throw interceptions that she's not taking enough risks downfield.
There you go.
And as you just said that, it just clicked for me. I'm like, I just air it out a little bit. But
yeah, Rob, we had a similar conversation with Trevor after our Houston loss. We, 20-point lead in the fourth quarter. We lost that game, and after that game, we had a lot of conversations with a lot of players in the team, but Trevor specifically was really trying to run the offense, take care of the football, all the things that we do ask of our quarterbacks to do, but really it was about, man, just go cut it loose and let it rip, and dude, be you. And I think that's really my answer about leadership is, when you get into any of these roles and responsibilities and leadership roles, regardless if you're a head coach of the flag football team or if you're a head coach of an NFL team, you got that position because somebody obviously believed in you to be in that position. And so what I would say is just be you, be yourself, because your authentic self, your most truest authentic self is usually when you're living, in gratitude. And that allows you to continue to be the best version of yourself and to attack each and every day with that mindset and mentality. And look, you're able to learn from so many people in this world, especially in this profession. I've been very fortunate to work with some great coaches, and you take something from all of them, right? Well, but it really comes down to being you and being yourself. And I think that's something that's really helped our leadership group and myself throughout this, this first season.
Jackson Dart had an impressive rookie season with the New York Giants, the first round pick, despite some injuries and missing some time, and starting the season as a backup quarterback, played well enough to earn a finalist spot for the AP NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year Award. Jackson, congratulations on being an AP NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year finalist. You had a great season. You went through a lot of ups and downs. What does it mean to you to even be considered for this award?
Definitely something to be excited about. I think that you hit it on the head. Like, there was a lot of adversity that went into my rookie year, from, head coach being fired to, a lot of injuries around me and whatnot. But, I think that when you look at the grand scheme of things, obviously you want to win more games, and that's what we're going to do moving forward. But there's definitely a lot of things to build off of going into the future.
There's this crazy stat. A lot of coaches have been fired in their first season with a first-round pick quarterback, and a lot of those QBs end up having success with the next coach. Have you talked to anyone along the way as you try and navigate through this process right now?
There hasn't been too many people that I've talked to, just because, I don't want to get into the comparisons of people's careers and their experiences. I think it's definitely, good to reach out and have words of wisdom from that standpoint. I also think that I've, from just an offseason standpoint of, the other quarterbacks that I'm around, my quarterback coaches, I feel like they've seen it all. They've been a part of so many just different situations, a lot of chaos. And, I think those guys have been the ones who I've really relied on to weather certain storms. And I'm definitely, really optimistic about the future. And Coach Harbaugh coming in, and the people that we have in the organization. So from that standpoint, I'm really excited.
I've known Coach Harbaugh since he was a special teams coordinator way back in Philadelphia. He's one of the best leaders I've ever been around. How excited are you to play for him, Jackson?
I can't wait. I've had a lot of conversations with Coach before he had the job finalized, and at points where we were just, you know, talking in a room, and the room had to get dispersed just because of how long that we were talking. So he's a coach that, you know, I just am really excited to play for, from obviously, you know, his resume from a coaching standpoint, but just him as a person. Like you said, like he's a general, he's a leader of men, and can create a culture. So he's had a winning culture everywhere that he's been and every single year that he's coached. So I can't wait to have that, you know, instilled into our organization and to start stacking more wins.
We often hear the criticism, you got to go down, you got to go out of bounds, you got to try and protect your body. But I can understand, as someone who plays just in rec leagues and men's leagues and is stupid enough to dive head first and do all these dumb things with my body, I know that competitive instinct takes over, and sometimes you're trying to get that first down, you're trying to get that touchdown. Just how hard is it to balance that, being smart, taking care of your body, and being competitive and going out there and trying to do what's best to win the game for your team?
I think you're absolutely, you hit it. You know, I play this game in a way that, you know, I feel like I'm fearless. I'm going to do whatever it takes to win. You know, in situations, obviously, you have to be smart. And I think that those are just things that I've learned on. I feel like I've gotten a lot better throughout the whole entire season when it came to those, you know, situations of when to and when not to. But at the same time, you know, I'm going to play the game that I've played my whole entire life that's gotten me to this point. And, you know, I feel like I'm not going to change the way that I play just to satisfy somebody's opinion or anything like that. And I think that when you also look at the grand scheme of things, I mean, the last 4 years of my entire career, I've only missed 2 games. So, you know, when people have the availability conversation, you know, I feel like at the same time, I want to say, just look at my track record. I've been out there for my team and I've been available and somebody that, you know, a team can depend on. So, I think that you just continue to learn, continue to grow, but at the same time, you got to keep playing the game that you play.
Congratulations again. Hope to see you at NFL Honors. You've got an exciting career ahead, and I look forward to seeing it.
I appreciate you, Rob. Thanks for taking the time.
That's it for this week. Thank you to Liam Cohn and Jackson Dart. Thank you for watching and listening to On Football, and thanks to Haya Pinjwani and Guillermo Gonzalez for producing this episode. Please check out apnews.com for more pro picks on football analysis and all NFL news.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.